Multiple polls show Democrats in trouble only months from election night. By Jacob Bliss on August 19, 2022. Multiple polls recently released by RMG Research showed vulnerable Democrats across the country are in danger of losing less than 3 months from election night. Texas' 15th Congressional District poll showed that Republican Monica de la Cruz would win against her Democrat opponent, Michelle Vallejo. According to an RMG Research poll of 400 likely midterm voters in the district from July 22 to 29, the poll's margin of error was plus or minus 4.9%. Monica de la Cruz, 44%. Michelle Vallejo, 40%. Some other candidate, 4%. Not sure, 12%. North Carolina's new 13th Congressional District poll showed that Republican Beau Hinds would win against his Democrat opponent, Wally Nickel. According to an RMG Research poll of 400 likely midterm voters in the district from July 31 to August 6, the poll's margin of error was plus or minus 4.9%. Beau Hinds, 44%. Wally Nickel, 39%. Some other candidate, 3%. Not sure, 14%. Maryland's 6th Congressional District poll showed that the incumbent, Representative David Tron, D., would lose to his Republican challenger, Neil Peart. According to an RMG Research poll of 400 likely midterm voters in the district from August 3 to 9, the poll's margin of error was plus or minus 4.9%. Neil Peart, 45%. Representative David Tron, 43%. Some other candidate, 3%. Not sure, 9%. Pennsylvania's 7th Congressional District poll showed that the incumbent, Representative Susan Wild, D., would lose to her Republican challenger, Lisa Scheller. According to an RMG Research poll of 400 likely midterm voters in the district from July 31 to August 5, the poll's margin of error was plus or minus 4.9%. Lisa Scheller, 47%. Representative Susan Wild, 43%. Some other candidate, 2%. Not sure, 8%. Pennsylvania's 1st Congressional District poll showed that the Republican incumbent, Representative Brian Fitzpatrick, would fend off his Democrat challenger, Ashley Ace, but is within reach of the incumbent. According to an RMG Research poll of 400 likely midterm voters in the district from July 22 to 29, the poll's margin of error was plus or minus 4.9%. Representative Brian Fitzpatrick, 42%. Ashley Ace, 35%. Some other candidate, 10%. Not sure, 13%. Nevada's 4th Congressional District poll showed that the incumbent, Representative Stephen Horsford, D., is tied with his Republican challenger, Sam Peters. According to an RMG Research poll of 400 likely midterm voters in the district from August 2 to 8, the poll's margin of error was plus or minus 4.9%. Sam Peters, 43%. Representative Stephen Horsford, 43%. Some other candidate, 4%. Not sure, 10%. Washington's 8th Congressional District poll showed that the Democrat incumbent, Representative Kim Schreier, would fend off her Republican challenger, Matt Larkin, but is within reach of the incumbent. According to an RMG Research poll of 400 likely midterm voters in the district from August 10 to 15, the poll's margin of error was plus or minus 4.9%. Matt Larkin, 43%. Representative Kim Schreier, 47%. Some other candidate, 3%. Not sure, 8%. Arizona's 4th Congressional District poll showed that the Democrat incumbent, Representative Greg Stanton, would fend off her Republican challenger, Kelly Cooper, but is within reach of the incumbent. According to an RMG Research poll of 400 likely midterm voters in the district from August 10 to 15, the poll's margin of error was plus or minus 4.9%. Kelly Cooper, 39%. Representative Greg Stanton, 46%. Some other candidate, 4%. Not sure, 11%. Last week, Breitbart News wrote about more polls that showed that the battlefield for Republicans to regain the majority in the House is expanding to more districts. The polling indicated that Republicans were polling well, if not better than Democrats, in some cases. in typically safe seats that Joe Biden carried in the last presidential election by between 11 and 15 points. In 2018, the Democrats took the House from the Republicans. In 2020, after striving to reclaim it, the Republicans left the Democrats with the slimmest majority in modern history and gave themselves the upper hand in the midterms. For Republicans, winning the majority will require a net gain of only 5 seats in November, and much is on the line in both the House and the Senate. Losing either could mean the Democrats and President Joe Biden will have a more challenging time passing their agenda items before the next presidential election. Republicans are currently projected to win a majority of between 12 and 35 seats. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.